This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Committee will come to order. Welcome all our visitors. Specifically, I'll address it in a little bit. To our internet listeners out in the great state of South Dakota, welcome. On behalf of our committee, I want to pay due respect to our veteran military member, Senator Jim Stalzer, who was a veteran of the United States Air Force. At this time, I'd ask folks to turn off their cell phones and avoid any disruptions. If your cell phone happens to go off, you'll get a dirty look, and if it goes off a second time, we'll have to have a chat. But other than that, I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Foster? Sutton? Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We may want to try and get a couple of those other members here. What's that?
To bring your thing up, we need, my understanding, two-thirds of those
present. Two-thirds.
Of those present.
Oh, those present. Well, we can rock and roll with that. What was the rule, Wenzel, that we have to move?
Well, we have to do minutes first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would humor a motion for approval of minutes.
Moved. Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the amendments by Senator Smith, second by Senator Stalzer. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed say nay. Okay, minutes are approved. Okay, reminder to testifiers, Senator Monroe, please sign in and make sure your cell phone's turned on silent, if you would, please, sir. Oh, good afternoon. Thank you, Senator Sutton. What the chair will do is move Joint Rule 7-1.5, which is a motion to calendar Senator Monroe's Senate Concurrent Resolution 11. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Nelson to calendar Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, seconded by Senator Stalzer. Thank you. Whatever you got. All those in favor say, is that a roll call vote? It should be a voice vote, right? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Okay. Senate Concurrent Resolution 11 is hereby calendared. Without further ado, Senator Monroe, please come forward, introduce yourself, and feel free to take the floor as a proponent of your Senate Concurrent Resolution 11.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, thank you for telling me to sign in. I tell everybody else that myself, and then it can slip your mind. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 11 is a bill that's designed to show respect in a way that possibly gets closer to World War II. It calls for the President of the United States to designate a single state funeral and it should be held upon the death of the last living Medal of Honor recipient. I'll just go through the bill, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee can ask questions and answer questions. To provide recognition to all the soldiers that fought in World War II and now that our nation is divided in so many ways, it would help bring the nation together with this, with one memory of most people can remember or relate to. It would give us an opportunity to thank the families and the soldiers and the other people, support people that gave so much in a time like that. In lines 10 and 11, it shows that it's getting to the point where it would be good that this could be done while in one sense many are still with us, and I think that would be fitting to have them aware of our thankfulness. So that's about the extent of it, Mr. Chairman. I just think it would be a good idea, and if we could somehow get this resolution through, maybe it would get somebody's attention and this would take place.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Senator Monroe. At this time, I would open up for any further proponents. Okay, seeing none. Any opponents to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 11? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal unless Senator Monroe wishes to rebut himself. Absent that, we'll go to committee questions and comments at this time. Senator Smith, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's a wonderful idea. And I have to ask you, is this your idea?
No, Mr. Chairman, no, it's not. But it was brought to me by people that were just genuinely interested in the subject. I would have never come up with something like this. I think that would be a good idea to do with each war. Does that answer your question? It's pretty simple, no. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Senator Monroe, I discussed a little bit with you in private my concerns about this. I like the idea in principle. My only concern is, do we have any idea how many World War II honorably discharged veterans that we currently have in existence in the United States? Not including specifically the Medal of Honor recipients, but other veterans that served honorably during World War II. Do you have any idea what that number would be?
That is an excellent question, because that's like saying that people are still with us. We're already having their funeral, and I'm not sure. I know there are, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure that you could, 4 or 5 left in South Dakota. Multiply that times the 406 that South Dakota's 1/406 of the U.S. population. So you take 406 times, let's say, 5, you're talking 2,000. The thing with the last Medal of Honor winner would be this. I think it would be extremely hard to detect when the last World War II veteran passed on. We could come close, maybe find out who it is, find out if and when it happened, or it could slip by us. This would give a date certain, and I don't think it would offend me. Well, I think it was a little preemptive, but I don't think it would be an issue to the people that are still with us. I think they would feel just as good, and they could live with the celebratory spirit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Monroe. I guess my only concern is if we've got hundreds or even thousands of veterans honorably discharged from World War II, and we have this state funeral for them at the death of the last Medal of Honor recipient, I don't know how well that would be received by those veterans that are still fighting going into that that dark night. And my concerns as a Marine veteran is something that may be unique to me as a veteran. Most civilians don't realize this, but for every person who receives a medal in the military, there's dozens more that deserved that medal or equally or greater. And oftentimes it's luck, fortune, I don't know what you want to call it, in which people or receive those commendations when others do not. So I guess out of respect for the honorable service of so many World War II veterans, is there any way that you might consider looking at changing it to having a state funeral when the last World War II honorably discharged veteran is identified as having passing? I'm going to support you regardless. My concerns are for some of those tough World War II veterans that are still amongst us, and I don't. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. That's a good question. It's a legitimate concern. I would say that the people that I would say they all deserve medals, because anybody that's still here, there are two things I attribute to. One is providence, and the other is blind dumb luck. And I'm amazed that not everybody that was involved in the conflict should be a Medal of Honor winner. I would be totally amenable to whatever would make the bill better. I just think the timing would be hard to get if we did it that way. But it really doesn't bother me either way, because I think the spirit's the same, and I think the world would take it the same. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Senator Sutton, do you have any questions? Okay. Not seeing any further questions, what we'll do is at this time we'll turn the committee over to action or comments. Senator Stalzer?
Move do pass.
Okay, we have a do pass motion by Senator Stalzer, seconded by Senator Smith. Any comments on that motion, sir?
No, I believe he adequately explained it.
Okay. Seeing no further comments by Senator Smith. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I I understand where the chair is concerned with the reaction by those who are members of the World War II generation, and the old moniker of all gave some and some gave all. And that was the idea when I was growing up, and my father was a captain of the United States Army. The fathers of all my friends were World War II veterans, and my life was molded by them. I think it's appropriate that we do say goodbye to the World War II generation in some fashion. You bring up a good point about whether it should be the last identifiable veteran or not. You know, if I remember 15 years ago, I remember the news story where they had identified the last veteran of World War I. Obviously, he was 100 years old, but he was identified. And so I struggle right now with what you shared. And obviously, the sponsor, Senator Monroe, is amenable to the idea of us changing from the last Medal of Honor recipient. Phenomenal courage with that group. It's incredible when you read their stories. But I would move to amend it to read when the last identifiable World War II veteran dies.
Second. Do you understand the motion? Are we good? Okay. Is that a voice vote? Mm-hmm. That is a voice vote. Okay. We have a motion to amend Senate Concurrent Resolution number 11 from last remaining World War II Medal of Honor recipient to last remaining at the death of
the identifiable last remaining veteran of World War II.
Okay. Does everybody understand the motion? Any questions? Any comments? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, the only comment that I have is
you know, in your life, you come across these people like I did when my life was changed by a little guy that ran a cash register at Walmart in Brookings, and he saw action in the Philippines, and he wouldn't talk about it. Like a lot of those World War II veterans, they would not talk about what they had done. And I got a phone call one night. This gentleman's name was Aaron Martinson. I got a call one night. The book had been out for quite some time. And the gentleman on the other end said, your friend wasn't in battle. And this was after my friend had died, and it struck me, and I called his wife, and she said he never wanted to talk about it. And so she said, if you come over, you can look at his military record. And I looked at the military record, and sure enough, it said right in there that he saw combat in the Philippines. And I felt terrible that I would have doubted him for a moment based on this phone call that I received. But the point that I'm getting at is that a lot of these World War II veterans did not like to talk about what they had done. And they'd seen some pretty tough things, and they went home to be civilians again. And that's the beauty of the last person, because it may be someone who was a custodian at a school and did his job for 40 years, 50 years. It's the beauty of what that generation had done. And I hope it's somebody like that, somebody that you wouldn't pay much attention, you know, for whatever reason, just a normal human being that loves his family, loves his country, goes to church on Sunday. And so I just think it would be appropriate that it would be the last one.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Senator Sutton.
Just a comment. My father as well served in World War II and was actually at the concentration camps, and he never spoke about it. It was my mother who actually told us the stories. So it wasn't until I went to Israel and went to the museum, the Holocaust Museum, that I realized what my dad saw. The only thing that I can remember that he ever told me was that the smell he'd never forget. And it wasn't until I was in that museum that it really hit me what he went through and couldn't talk about. So I commend this resolution. I do feel that we are very short on time, that these veterans are leaving us. But I also want to make the comment that it is very, very important that we also educate our young people because these stories are being lost.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. Nelson family has a long history of military service, and I've often marveled at it. My great-grandfather was a prisoner of war in Andersonville, lost about 100 pounds in the hospitality of the South after he was captured. And even after that, his two sons, Walt and John Becker, both served. One of them served in World War I. The other one served in Spanish-American War. And then his daughters served as nurses. On the Nelson side, my great uncle Lawrence died over in Germany in the occupation. My great uncle Arthur was KIA/MIA in Okinawa, the Battle of Okinawa. His sons and his family never knew what happened to him. And it wasn't until a couple years ago when I was doing some research that I actually found his name on the memorial at the Punch Bowl in Hawaii. And the sad part of that is, in typical government fashion, the U.S. government has had transposed two of the letters in his name. I believe it was the H and the T. So it was misspelled, and his sons never knew what happened. So I was able to tell them that their father's name was on the Punch Bowl in Hawaii. So this is the greatest generation, and I think more than appropriate, your amendment, sir. Can we have LRC make sure, state on the record, what we're actually amending on this so that we have that in the record?
Mr. Chair, the amendment is C-11WA on line 15, page 1, strike living Medal of Honor recipient, insert identifiable veteran, following World War II, insert dies. Strike that. Scratch the dice.
All right. Do we not need further amending on line 11? Or that's just the where I was. I'm sorry. No, that's correct. All right. And we'll need a title correction, too, if this passes, correct? Okay. Does everybody understand what the amendment is? Or was it the chair that was just a little bit confused? All right, thank you. We'll move at this point to adopt the amendment of Senator Smith. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed say nay. Okay. Senate concurrent resolution number 11 is amended. Do we have a title amendment? We wait till after we pass the bill, correct? Okay. Do we have any further action on Senate concurrent resolution number 11? Do we need the title amendment now? Okay. I would humor a title amendment to Senate concurrent resolution number 11. Senator Smith?
Move to pass?
No. we need to change the title. The concurrent resolution should be designate a single state funeral be held upon the death of the last living World War II veteran. Will that make sense?
Identifiable.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, a title amendment motion by Senator Smith, seconded by Senator Sutton. Any discussion? Seeing none, it'll be a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Okay, the title is hereby amended. Okay, I would humor a motion on Senate concurrent resolution number 11 as amended.
Mr. Chairman, now I do move to pass.
Thank you, Senator Smith. We have a do pass on the amended Senate concurrent resolution number 11 by Senator Smith, seconded by Senator Stalzer. Do we have any discussion? Seeing none, have the Secretary please call the roll.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Foster? Sutton?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
4 yeas, 1 excused.
Senate concurrent resolution number 11, having received a majority of the members present, is hereby passed. We'll go to the Senate floor. Thank you, Senator Monroe, for bringing this forward. Okay, at this time, I will hand over the gavel to our vice chair. We have Senate Bill 9. If you can hear, is the Hog House Amendment that changes it. You pass that down to Senator Smith. Meg, I'm going to pass the gavel over for you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Senator Stace Nelson, District 19. I do have a amendment for Senate Bill 9, and all the members should have that. And I'd ask if the committee would please move that and consider that for this bill. I do move it, ma'am. Yes. Did you get that, Bill?
I do not.
Yeah. May we go ahead and take a voice vote on amending that bill, ma'am?
Does everyone have a copy of that? Is that passed?
Yes, ma'am.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. It has been amended.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, good afternoon, folks. The bill has taken a little bit of a detour after constitutional carry was passed. In talking with my learned and good colleague from Sioux Falls, Senator Stalzer, we had some concerns about updating current statutes to reflect the new constitutional carry that's been passed. With the eye towards that this also supports our military veterans in regards to their constitutional rights, but also looking at the bigger picture of bringing the statute into a current format. And what we've done is we've worked with LRC to come up with a statute that not only modernizes the statute and puts it into proper perspective, but what it also does is it puts a little bit of teeth into the statute that in case someone here in the state of South Dakota decides to take it upon themselves to violate this, then any resident of the state can bring a declaratory judgment of action in accordance with the Chapter 21-24 in any circuit court to enforce this section. What this does is it is a complementary bill on a current bill that's working through the legislature on prohibiting putting more teeth into municipalities, counties, etc., being prohibited from enacting regulations and laws that are not approved by the legislature. I'll leave it at that. I won't filibuster the bill. I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Sorry. Any proponents? Any opponents? Any opponents for the bill? Seeing there is no more proponents or opponents, call for committee discussion or action. Seeing there is not, I call for provide for the Service Member Firearms Protection Act for final action.
Madam Chair.
Senator Nelson.
Senator Stalzer.
Stalzer.
Second.
Everyone for call roll, please. Ayes. Yes, say aye. No, say no. Did you have a question?
Are we moving on the motion right now, or are there questions?
Yeah, you want to open up for discussion.
Open for discussion.
I guess the only question I have for the sponsor is that as I see this, I see it as a reflection of what the Senate had done, and the governor ultimately signed 2-3 weeks ago with constitutional carry. So I don't see anything other than that. We're just simply falling in line with South Dakota law. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, if it pleases you. So that's correct. What this does is it does put some teeth in there that if a state department decides to enact rules or policies that are contrary to the laws that we've passed as a legislature, that then there would be an individual right of action. What this does, and the intent, legislative intent, is to modernize the current statute. We're not adding anybody. Now, this statute was discussed in judiciary in regards to our campus carry. Now, currently, this statute is believed to not apply to our Board of Regents. And the Board of Regents and technical schools have been explicitly left out of this, out of respect for that discussion we just had and lost on the Senate floor. Next year, I plan on making it apply to them. But at this point, it is my understanding that the law would not change, and their ability that they currently have would remain in effect. And I know that would be a major concern for you with the college in your district. So Having worked with this on LRC, our intent is simply to modernize the current statute. We're not looking at trying to embrace anything further than it's what's already embraced by statute. But the main part is the last sentence. Any resident of the state may bring a declaratory judgment action in accordance with Chapter 2124 in any circuit court to enforce this section. And that's the main addition to this that we're looking for. And what that does is it basically gives some enforceability on the statute as it's written and what we'd apply now. Does that make sense? Thank you, sir.
Follow up?
I'm good.
Any further discussion? Secretary, may you please do roll call.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Foster? Sutton?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Four yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 9 being approved by 4 votes and no nays, I declare passed.
Madam Chair, I do have a title amendment for this.
Thank you, sir.
Senator, do you need this? Okay. Madam Chair, I would move that the title of SB 9 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the printed bill, delete service member. No, ma'am. We're just striking service member, since it encompasses all of South Dakota.
Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Title is amended.
Okay, thank you, Vice Chair. You did a wonderful job, ma'am. Oh, there we go. Okay, do we have any we do have some further business. Our stalwart pages were busy getting us a sandwich, and we didn't get a chance to introduce them. Please come forward and introduce yourselves and tell us who you are, where you're from, what your aspirations after high school are, and who your parents are. Go ahead and turn the mic on.
Good afternoon. I'm Reese Euker. I'm from Huron, South Dakota. My aspirations after high school are to attend Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and dual major in political science and education. And my parents are Randy and Sandy Euker.
Thank you.
I'm Taylor Eggert. I'm from Howard, and I'm planning on attending Augustana for political science. My parents are Rob Eggert and Stacey Ackerman.
Well, thank you very much for coming forward today. With my failing eyesight, I do see a veteran in our wonderful committee, sir. Please come forward, introduce yourself, and tell South Dakota your service. I believe it was in the Air Force, if I'm not mistaken, so we can pay our respects. Representative Zickman, thank you for coming before our committee today, sir. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Larry Zickman, District 14. Thank you for the introduction, and you never want to give me the opportunity to say anything because I might be here for a while. Anyway, thank you. I was in the Air Force from 68 to 72, so I'm an old guy. So you were reminiscing. My father was in World War One, and my father-in-law was in World War Two. Two brothers in the Navy, and I was in the Air Force. So, and then I had some cousins, had a couple of nephews that were in the Navy, and so I was the only one in the Air Force. But it's going to be great. I think one of the things that I want to compliment both sides, both the House and the Senate, the fact that we finally got these Military and Veterans Affairs committees going, active. And Mr. Chair, I hope that you and I can talk about some things that we might be able to do this summer or this fall or whatever, and do some things together, because as we all know, we've got a lot of military programs out there, you know, including a nursing home out in Hot Springs, etc., and we need to try to work on a nursing home over east. So there's a lot of things that we can do, and we can do together. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. We have a 13-member committee, and which is a little bigger, but we're going to do her. We're going to do her. We've got a good committee. So appreciate it, Mr. Chair. That's all I have. I'm just short.
Thank you, Representative, and thank you very much for your service, sir, and giving us allowing us a chance to pay our respects for that service on behalf of South Dakota. And we will be working together, sir. I look forward to that. Thank you. Okay, at this time, the chair would humor a motion for adjournment.
Moved.
Second. We have a motion adjourned by Senator Smith, second by Senator Sutton. Any discussion? Hopefully not. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.